SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. It's one day before a government shutdown unless Republicans and Democrats can find a way to pass a continuing resolution with either one that the House GOP crafted or an alternative Democratic 30-day CR. Texas Senator John Cornyn says Democrats have no options but to vote for funding the government.
I think they'll cave. I mean, you're talking about people who have been railing against Elon Musk and the Trump administration over reductions in force of the federal employees, and now they basically want to put all of them out of work by shutting down the government. So that seems to be, I don't know how you reconcile those two positions.
As the Senate opened with one day to go before Friday's midnight deadline, the Republican Senate Majority Leader John Thune said it's time to fish or cut bait. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to rehire thousands of probationary workers who were let go in mass firings. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
U.S. District Judge William Alsup found the firings didn't follow federal law, and he ordered that all fired probationary employees be offered their jobs back immediately. The judge described the mass firings as a sham. The ruling affects employees from multiple federal agencies, including the Departments of Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, the Interior, and the Treasury. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Columbia University says it has expelled or suspended some students who took over a campus building during pro-Palestinian protests last spring and had temporarily revoked the diplomas of some students who have since graduated. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 537 points. This is SRN News. J.P. Morgan Chase is changing its ways.
The giant bank, under pressure from customers and activist groups, has agreed not to close anyone's account because of their religious or political beliefs. The practice is called debanking, and Chase has done it to several Christian ministries and conservative organizations in recent years. The bank says it will issue new guidelines this summer that forbid, quote, discrimination based on religion, religious affiliation, religious views, or political affiliations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Louisiana woman has pleaded not guilty to a felony after allegedly getting abortion pills from a New York doctor and giving them to her teenage daughter to terminate her pregnancy. In January, a West Baton Rouge grand jury unanimously issued an indictment against the woman and New York-based Dr. Margaret Carpenter for criminal abortion by means of abortion pills. The woman's arraignment is part of a cross-state legal battle. This is SRN News. Wall Street tumbles for its first S&P 500 correction since 2023. We hear more on today's market activity from correspondent Seth Soutel reporting from New York.
Wall Street sank again following President Donald Trump's latest escalation of his trade war. The S&P 500 fell 1.4% Thursday, finishing more than 10% below the record high it set just last month. Professional investors call such a decline a correction. It's the first for the index since 2023. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 537 points. It's about 1.3%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 2%. Even a pair of encouraging reports on the economy showing better than expected readings on inflation and joblessness couldn't offset worries about escalating tariffs around the world. Treasury yields sank in the bond market as pessimism built about the economy. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.